This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
He be prophesying, I see this. I can't describe this. And every time you're saying, describe it, try your best. Show it to me, Lord, I'll tell them. All fine words. But every time he said he didn't find the words. And every single time he said, how do you tell an Eskimo what a tree looks like if an Eskimo never saw one? So I went back through my prophecies. I'm finding all these times he told the Eskimo thing. And when he saw it. And I found in a prophecy from January 29th, 1966. He was at Full Gospel Businessmen in Phoenix, Arizona. And he called up Sister Clara Grace. And Sister Clara Grace was an old-time prophetess. And you knew her, didn't you, Revis? How many of you knew Sister Grace? Yeah. And Sister Grace, he called her up and he said, lay your hands on my head. He said, there's something I've been seeing for 25 years. And he described it as if you had come up a mountain and you'd look over when you got over there and you'd see this glorious valley. And you would see what he described was the church of the last days. Hallelujah. Operating in what we must operate in before we go. There was a time people would have even called it, and it will be, though they got off in some of the doctrines, a manifestation of the sons of God on the earth before we go. Manifesting God. And if you've ever heard the Tommy Hicks vision, oh, hallelujah, the light and the power of God coming out our mouths, coming out our eyes, coming out our hands. Satan just frightened of us, ruling and reigning over him, rather than him having high carnival in the lives of the church.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And so I'm there, and he said he'd been seeing that for 25 years, and that was 1966. So we figured out it was at the end of World War. It was 1941. It's even during World War II, that he saw those things. So I'm up here, and I'm just preaching away, and I said, now hear what Brother Hagin saw. And he saw that on January 29th. 1966, and Shelley's making noise, and the pastor's making noise, and Bob and all of them. And I'm about ready to call her down. You laugh. You know that we went to Glorious Church Fellowship when my children were there, and Lynn Hammond laughs when I would call them down. My kids. Once I told Brenda, stop chewing that gum. Or I'd tell Chip, stop doing so-and-so, you know. But anyway, I was about ready to say, let's have a little respect on the front row. And I think they finally got Shelley to do it, or Bob. I can't remember who did it. And she said, Mom, that was January 29th, 1966. And today is January 29th, 2006. That's exactly 40 years ago. Exactly. And it's the church's anniversary. Well, I don't know. Lightning struck or something. Lightning struck. And somehow, I don't know how this part started. People started running.
Yeah.
Around this room. And it was victory.
Yes.
It was a victory run. And I look down at Shelly, and you know the devil's mean. Mean, I mean, mean. And Shelly and Bob raised their children, I'm telling you, in a marvelous, wonderful home, wonderful way. But the enemy struck their older child, and had just done a number on her. And it was terrible. And told her things of her not having worth and all kinds of things. And we're not going to go into all the deep, dark details, but it was really rough and low when we were here last year. And I'm telling you, when you have a Holy Ghost run, it's victory every time. Every single time. And I said, Shelly, run. And she got up. What was it like? You got a microphone. Well, just stand up here by me. What was it like? What did it feel like? You don't go by feelings, but what was it like?
Well, in the natural, I'm not an athlete.
No. Her sisters and brothers are, but
But in the supernatural, I could have outrun a king's chariot. I really did. Had such a power of God on me. I was outrunning several of the men, I noticed.
Say that again.
I outran several of the men. By the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, it's the power of God.
And it was like the wind was at your back, you
yes,
tell me.
Yes, the wind.
Anybody in here else ran that day?
Praise
Bless the Lord. Well, I don't know what all happened in your life, but I want you to know that wind blowed the devil plumb away.
Glory! Yeah.
And Shelly, how long was it?
Well, we left immediately to go to New Zealand and Australia, and you called us while we were there.
It was less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks. And you said, guess who's sitting in my living room? And we've been talking and loving one another. And it was our daughter.
And I'm telling you, it was over.
It was over.
And that thing, ever how low it was, man, oh man, oh man, oh man, it's high right now.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We've opened a new ministry called the Hope Center in Branson, and we're kind of targeting almost like homeless women and children. And we started it just before Thanksgiving, and I mean that thing is going. And she's one of the leaders of it.
Hallelujah.
And she taught a lesson on faith. They said that was, tell about it.
Well, these people have not been churched.
Like one mother and her son were living in a tent,
mm-hmm,
you know, like
mm-hmm.
that.
Right behind Walmart there in Branson, there's a creek. And they were living in that tent and washing in the creek. And she'd send her little boy to school he'd climb up the hill to stand by Walmart. The school bus had stopped by and pick him up. So these are the kind of people that come to the Hope Center. And they run on average about 42 right now. But she taught a lesson on faith last night. And then the co-director, Melissa, said, now Kylie can't tell you because you'd be bragging on her. And she doesn't like to brag on herself, but I can tell you. And it was the best I ever heard on faith. She taught on how it pleases God, where faith comes from, and how to release your faith. And people were on the edge of their seat, excited about faith and working with God. And they don't have to be poor anymore.
Yes.
And
this one lady that was living in the tent,
yes,
she told us, she said, I thought God was in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was just one of the people he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine hearing that what you can do, you can have some faith, and this can happen, and that can happen. Glory be to God and all the things we've seen.
Hallelujah.
Woohoo! Any of us. Yeah, go ahead.
And the Presbyterian pastor of the Baptist of the church there in Branson, Missouri.
Presbyterian,
not Baptist.
Yeah.
From Branson. He calls up the girls. He says, "I hear that you have a wonderful youth program."
We have the youth in on Saturday night.
Saturday night they have the youth come.
Their mothers and everybody come on Thursday.
He said, "We have youth in our church." And he said, "We need help. And I'm asking for your permission to send our youth to you." Hallelujah. Presbyterian pastor.
Tell what Melissa told
him. And Melissa said, "Well, sir, it's only fair to let you know that we teach faith. We teach the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We even speak in tongues." He said, "I don't care. Our youth need help."
So they had to find a new place to meet. Now we're going to have 60 on Saturday night. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Stand up and praise Him. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. God said that He's going to restore relationships. That's a part of this deal. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You remember in that first one I read you, that prophecy I read you? That the Lord said, "We're going to know how to take our authority and we are going to rule and reign." Yes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I want to read you how that prophecy ended on the year 2006. Now, I didn't know.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer, and the newly released book, Authority of the Believer, by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.